I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we are doing this again.
What is happening?
It's hanging.
Just, I hate that. I hate.
Because, the reason why I always say it, because there's only one thing you can think of, right?
Yeah, dude, that visual is too graphic.
It's like,
are you thinking of the same thing?
Of course, man.
Yeah.
And you know, you can't tell that to a girl, like, hey, how's it hanging? You know what you had to ask a girl?
Oh, yeah. What do you have to
do? Do you know what you had to ask a girl?
What is the appropriate thing to say?
Okay, so like if it's a guy, you ask, how's it hanging? But if it's a girl, you'd be like, how's it shaking?
Yuck, dude. We are going to get flagged in the first 1 minute of our podcast.
No, this is absolutely true, man.
Oh
like, I learned this in college.
This is disgusting.
Dude, when I went to Christ, so that if it's a, you can't ask a girl, like, how's it hanging? You'd be like, hey, how's it shaking? And she'd be like, yeah, how's it hanging?
I'm so glad I didn't go to a Christian college like you.
That's actually true.
Yeah. Oh my god, what did you learn the most in college? Oh wait one second, I'm going to use a creative segue. How many did you have a lot of women in your group in college, or were you like a prominently boys?
What a segue. Yeah, there was always I think ever since I was 16, my friend circle always had like a few girls in the gang.
So you were never like the boys club kind of guy?
Never, dude.
Oh man. I always had too many boyfriends. Like boy.
That's friends. Good in its own way.
Yeah.
You gotta have that, dude. That's always a lot of it's different. Mm-hmm. I think in school I had only friends who are guys. Yeah. But you're saying throughout college you only had friends who are guys?
No, I had a mix of them, but like my close friends were usually guys.
Yeah.
I think I never found anybody intellectually equal.
Who's a sexist now?
Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna start with the statistic group, and I have an interesting statistic for you.
Interesting. Okay, I'm interested to hear.
I don't think it's a statistic, it's a fact. It's in 2015, Kim Kardashian published a book, okay, and the book had 448 pages of just her favorite selfies, and it was like one of the top selling books.
Wow,
how awesome is that? And look at us, we're struggling to write one paragraph.
No, but you know what's the most annoying part of the story you told me?
Yeah.
The most annoying part was not the fact that she comprised her entire book of just her photographs. Mm-hmm. The most annoying fact is she would have paraded herself across the country and the world, claiming herself to be an author.
Yeah, dude. It's actually a published book. That's what, it's not called a coffee table book or like a... I don't know, what else can you call it? What is not a
book? Dude, I'm actually looking it up right now, okay? Uh-huh. And I'm looking up Kim Kardashian on Wikipedia. And if it says author, see the message I'm going to send her. Say, hey, you're not an author, please.
Please go back to
discredit yourself. Wait, what was she doing? What movies?
No, dude, she just had one porn movie or something that made her really.
Did
famous.
She?
Yeah, dude.
Like a legit one, or was it a sex tape?
I don't really know.
No, it was a second option. I'm just looking that up.
Imagine
on Wikipedia.
Being famous
wow.
for that. But she's also famous for the book, I think. Just for the fact that it's that absurd.
Okay, but credit to her, it's not listed as an achievement on Wikipedia. So that's pretty good. But imagine that book, dude.
Oh my god, I would totally not buy it.
But who would buy it? That's the question I want to ask. I don't see the problem. The problem is not with her.
Somebody who's extremely obsessed with selfies. Who, according to you, is like extremely obsessed with selfies?
But no, okay, I'll tell you. Who, according to me, is obsessed with selfies? It's people who have not been noticed for like the first couple of years in their life, dude.
Is that why movie stars take so many selfies? Because they're like, hey, look at us.
Yeah, I think so, man. Like, I think movie stars do take selfies, and they especially take selfies about really mundane things. Like, we know this because, like, we are in the lockdown, right?
Yeah.
And like there were selfie videos of like movie stars doing ordinary shit, dude. Like if you're doing something, at least do something really cool, like one headstand. That's the minimum thing you can do and take a selfie. Like I think there were celebrities who are like doing dishes and taking selfies, dude.
Oh yes, I know. Hey, but that is ordinary, not ordinary for them, man.
Oh come on, man. I mean, like, who are you kidding?
Yeah, okay, but okay, where is it appropriate for a film star to take selfies?
If it's in the script of the movie.
Oh my god. That's the
I don't understand because like see sorry, you were saying?
There was this legendary selfie that Ellen took.
Yes.
Oh dude, come on.
At the Oscars.
Yeah, at the Oscars. Oh, that was like the most epic selfie ever in the world.
That was a really epic
and then
selfie.
The Bollywood celebrities tried to remake it in Filmfare. Okay, it was fucking hilarious. Like just
But who was the guy in the... Okay, so who were all the celebrities in the Bollywood recreation?
Like whoever was there that year. So like Shah Rukh Khan was there, I remember, because that's how I saw it.
Okay, but like in the Hollywood version of that selfie, like wasn't DiCaprio sidelined and he was just sitting there making a really sheepish face? A sheepish face?
Yeah, like, that really tells a volume about it.
Yeah, I don't get like... I think movie stars already have a lot of... validation and they have a lot of screen time, right?
But yeah, but I think the only people who can take selfies are people who are damn confident.
People are damn what you said?
Confident. Yeah, so like I can never take a selfie. I don't take that many. Like I won't volunteer to pull my phone out and like, hey guys, you know, let's huddle up. No, I don't do that. I used to do that on my GoPro and my DSLR because that's like to make vlogs. But I would never like, hey, look, lunchtime with my buddies, yo, duck face. I can't do that, dude. I can't. I hate looking at myself on the phone screen. I'm like, please, this camera technology should capture stuff that has beauty and authenticity, not like my own face. You know, that's why I think film stars will do a great job taking selfies because they're like such confident people.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's confident or if it's like we comedians are self-aware, right? I think I really like comedians among everyone like in the world. Like I think that's the best profession because they like most of us are really self-aware to a fault. So like we all know that we're ugly and we're not the best people to look at.
Yeah.
Like most of us, right? Majority. Come on, majority of comedians are not great looking. Come on.
Yeah, and all majority of comedians make money from that. They're like, hey, look at me. I got a bad haircut.
Yeah. So I think it's that. But I don't know if it's... I don't know if that's a sign of confidence, really. But I want to ask you, like, when was the last time you felt confident enough or you just felt like the urge to take a selfie and you took a selfie? What is the last selfie that you took of yourself on your phone?
Just of myself or with a group?
Yeah, not even a group. Oh, I'll come to group selfies later. Oh my God, I hate that. But yeah, just of yourself. What is the last selfie?
I took one gym selfie to send it to one friend. But that was
right.
It was like, it wasn't like published anywhere.
Okay.
I took a gym selfie to mock gym selfies.
Okay, that's still like a goofy thing to do. That's still like a funny thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, but like...
So that was, you're not even being serious. But when is the last time you took like a serious selfie of yourself to send it to someone or to just keep within your gallery?
I don't know, man. When I got a good haircut. I don't remember taking a selfie, Rupen. That's not something I do, okay?
Right.
But with groups, you have to. Sometimes. You can't say
group selfies, you got to, man. But are you the person who's initiating the group selfie or are you the person who's standing in the group selfie?
No, man. I just stand. You know what really sucks? Okay, so I'll tell you this. Apparently with selfies, there are angles. Okay, so
correct.
I didn't know this, but it was woman friend of mine told me.
Right.
Like, apparently everybody has a certain way they like to click their selfies, which makes them look the prettiest. But your pretty side might not be my pretty side, dude. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what which is why I was telling, like, the reason why I hate group selfies is exactly that. Like, you know, people say, like, hey, selfies is the most self-obsessed thing, like, our generation can do. No. Like, I think a group selfie is, like, the most self-obsessed thing that you could do. Because when you take a group selfie, you would position the camera and the selfie in such a way, and the first person you'd look among all the people whom you claim to love that you want to be included in the photograph is yourself. And then you'd be like, do I look better than all these people? And I don't give a shit if everyone else is like squinting their face looking the wrong direction, as long as I look good.
Like when you take the photo and you show it to the whole group, everybody's just looking at their own faces.
Yeah, yeah. The right way, I think the right way that we all should do a group selfie is that we should just take selfies of ourselves and then just combine it into one photograph.
Photoshop.
Yeah, and that would be a great group selfie.
Oh my God. Like all the Zoom calls we see nowadays.
Exactly what I was going to say. Like every single Zoom call where everyone is just a tile.
Oh my God.
Dude, and like everyone should have, yeah. And everyone should have different versions. Like my version should be different from your version. In my version, I'll be like, you know, enhanced. Like my photo will be in the center and everyone else will just be in the corner. And your version, you'll just be in the center and everyone else will be in the corner.
Yeah, in my version of my selfie, I won't be there in it. Like, a blank slate. Like you put what you want in this. I met this travel blogger when I was in, was traveling to Himachal 2-3 years back. And he had recently invested in a drone, okay? And all he does is he flies the drone around and he takes iconic selfies, okay? Now, see, that is either extremely cool or some real narcissism. Like, there's two...
No, wait. I didn't understand. So, like, the there's a camera that's attached to the drone, but the camera is still pointed, like, towards him.
Yeah, so all he does is he frames the camera in different... Like, he travels to different cities. Right, and he flies the drone, and his aim is to capture like the best aerial selfie of himself.
So, like, if he's at the edge of a cliff
against different backdrops,
if he's at the edge of a cliff, backdrops. He can fly that drone on the other side of the edge, right, like way past the edge,
and take an iconic
selfie. And he can get a selfie of himself. Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, that's.
But he's just in. That's all he does. He has like a. He's showing me his collection.
But at least he's invested so much into that.
Yeah, that he's a little too invested, no?
Yeah, yeah. I would definitely, you know, hope one...
See, that's what I'm telling you. It's either really next level shit. Like, oh, wow, this guy has like a pattern. Or it's narcissism and how. Like,
yeah.
Like you have this insane drone, but the only kind of photos you take is yourself.
Yeah, you could use that to do anything. You can see like what's on the other side of a cliff that you can't trek to. Right? Or you can just like, dude, think about it, dude. Like if you're a travel photographer and you have a drone, just imagine the power you have. Like you can technically not even trek like in the entire mountain and just stay at level zero and fly that drone to like the top and you can take a photograph of how the summit looks like.
Accomplished.
Right? And you'll be like so lucky to have scaled this and no one will question you.
He's just such lazy traveling. He's not a travel photographer. He's a travel selfie or whatever.
Yeah, like that guy definitely has a couple of issues to it.
Oh yeah, dude. Apparently it can cause that. Do you know that?
Apparently it's damn what?
So there's that. Apparently, it can cause that. Like, it can cause mental disorders, like selfies.
Like what?
Like, there is something called BDD.
What's that?
It's body dysmorphic disorder. It's basically like people who look at their phones too often. They suddenly start getting this feeling that, oh, maybe my face is a little twitchy on one side. Or maybe I have a discoloration or my eye is bigger than the other. And it becomes like this obsession where they can't stop finding faults and correcting faults in their face. And it all originates from selfies.
Oh, because they get extremely conscious of the how their face looks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty fucked, dude. That's pretty...
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I think...
Who would have thought something like selfies can take such a dark turn?
I guess because like that's the... I mean, when you look at a cell, like just take for instance, like connect like the two things that you just mentioned right now. Like you're talking about like your this travel dude, like who's traveling to like really exotic places, but is still taking selfies. So regardless of like the mountain or like the ocean that's at the backdrop, he's still looking at his face, right?
Yeah.
Because however beautiful an ocean is, like he obviously would not be worried about people's opinion of the ocean.
He's like, fuck the ocean. Look at that Gucci jacket, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then you connect the other thing which you just mentioned that when you take a group selfie, the first thing you look at is yourself.
Yeah.
So like a person who's like a travel dude, and even though he's traveling to like these really exotic locations, he's constantly looking at himself. So obviously he would be like, you know, obsessed about how he looks. So then that's a psychological condition, right? What he mentioned?
Yeah, it is. It's actually a proven condition.
Yeah, dude. Like, probably, like, my prediction... see, this is obviously a judgmental podcast, dude. Like, this is not a wholesome podcast. My prediction for the dude you met is like, I'm giving that guy about 5 years, dude. 5 years for, like, plastic surgery. Yeah. He's gonna do something. He'll like remove his eye socket, replace it with some perfectly looking eye socket.
Oh man, that is so weird. Yeah, people apparently die from selfies. That's another problem.
I can believe it, dude. Like, yeah, that's my second. That's what? My second.
Like, how is the world going? How the hell did you manage to kill yourself while taking a selfie? It's like.
While seeking approval, yeah, it's pretty intense. Like it's the there's this movie in Karnataka, right? Mungaru Male.
Okay.
Have you seen Mungaru Male?
No.
Oh, apparently, dude. It. Like you shouldn't mention this to any Bangalorean because apparently you have to watch this movie if you're in Bangalore.
Yeah, I've been told like for the last 15 years I've been in Bangalore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched this movie. I'm 28 now. I watched this movie last year. And I was so happy that I watched it last year because it was such a stupid movie. I've never seen a stupid movie. The entire, like the saddest, like a lot of my friends said, dude, it gets really sad at one point. So like the saddest part of this movie is like one rabbit dies. I was like, dude, screw that rabbit, dude. Like I have much bigger problems. Okay. So like basically Mungaru Male was shot in somewhere in Karnataka.
Okay.
And there's a scene in that movie where somewhere near the Jog Falls, right, which is in Karnataka. Shimoga, is that where the Jog Falls is?
Yeah, it's close by from there.
Yeah. So, like, that place has one of the highest number of selfie deaths in India. Because people try and recreate that scene, take a selfie, and fall to their death.
Oh, really? So, there's a movie scene that people try to recreate and die.
They recreate while taking a photo of documenting them recreating the entire movie.
be laughing, but this is so stupid. How? I mean, come on, you. If you were trying to do that and you died, then I think, hey.
No, but also imagine like the people, those people's lives, right? Like they have to, they think that that would be like a great thing to show people who come to their home. They'll be like, didn't get a job, couldn't get married. But nail this scene from Mungaru Male, which has already been done before.
And imagine, dude, these people who died, that's their legacy now.
Like, yeah.
It's like...
Like their families are allowed to tell that story to everyone.
Oh, shit. And how much they will hate that movie, Mungaru Male.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah. Every time that movie, like, every time some relatives come over to their house, they'll be like, it's kind of getting boring. Let's watch some TV. And then of all the movies that show up, they're like, oh, crap, not this movie, man. It reminds me of my son who died while covering this movie.
Wow, we're such horrible people. But yeah, how could you, like, oh, my God. How could you be that careless that you died while taking a selfie? That's...
Yeah, but so one would argue...
Some people shouldn't be allowed to take selfies, like stupid people.
See, that's exactly my problem with selfies. Okay, like, you know, when you mentioned like this whole Kim Kardashian story, right? Where she said like she's published like 448 pages, dude.
Yeah.
Can you imagine 448 pages? That's a real, like both of us, it's not like we have never read a book before. 448 pages is a lot of pages, dude.
That's a lot of pages. That's at least a month long book for me.
Yeah. And that's exactly like the problem with selfies. Like I think like, see, before, do you remember... when people achieved something, right? Like, you know, they had to achieve something and talk about their story. Like, for example, like the first few circumnavigations which people did across the oceans.
Right.
And they went on that. They had to survive pirates. They had to survive, like, you know, being shipwrecked. And they had to survive all of that. And the only thing that they could do is they could write books so that they could document that story.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, so they really had to go through hell and they had to get like their asses kicked just by life and all of its forces that were trying to stop them in their expedition. And they overcame that and then they documented that their journals and they got those journals published into like a lot of books, right? Including, what's his name? Like Darwin's book, right? Origin of Species. Right. That's basically a story of how he traveled like the world or in particular one island, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
Right? Obviously this doesn't sound like I'm informed, but that's roughly like 20% of the story, right? So but now because everyone has access to a camera, right? Like even the most stupidest of achievements becomes an achievement because you can chronicle it, you can document it so easily. You just need to take one photo.
Like everybody is a travel blogger, everybody's an influencer.
Everyone's a travel blogger. Like if you go to the gym, that's an achievement because it's not because it actually has done something good for you, it's because you can document it. And you've documented something which most other people have not done that day because they didn't have the time to.
Oh my god.
And that's pretty dumb, dude. Because now anything is an achievement. Like I can take, like, you know, like imagine when this, when the current situation like gets over, like we are recording this during the lockdown.
Yeah.
And like once the lockdown is over, if I take a BMTC bus, 10 selfies, man. God.
What a great selfie that will be.
Whoa. Imagine that.
I can't wait for it.
And imagine when I'm hanging out the bus, like I die while taking a selfie.
And then yeah, I'll play Mungar Malu at your funeral.
Thank you. Good, man. Yeah.
I started traveling with my parents, right? So now I recently realized that my dad also is, and my mom are, you know, starting to come up on the selfie obsession.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful because all old people take the exact same selfie.
Yep.
Have you noticed? It's always low angle.
Yep.
And they don't know where they're looking.
Yeah.
It's just, there's something about old people taking selfies that I don't know how they've all tried, mastered the wrong way to do it.
Yeah. And I'm going to give you an exact thing. It's the same experience over here because I go through my dad's phone, right? Like, I'll tell you most of the selfies, pictures of his face and another set of pictures of the same location of his shoes. Do you get it?
Yeah.
So they're all like really low angle selfies. And then he realizes the camera's flipped the other way. It's like, oh crap, I just took a photo of my shoes. He flips the camera and takes another photo of himself to recorrect that. But what if he sends the wrong picture to one of his friends, right? Like, what if he says, like, hey, I'm a joke positive. Like, why are you showing your shoes?
Oh my god. Dude, it's also so close up. Have you noticed old people's selfies are like in their face?
Yeah, similar to old people video calls.
Yeah, oh my god. Like my dad went to some like pier in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And he and my mom took a selfie and they sent it. And I couldn't see the pier, dude. The whole photo was...
Wait, I need to understand two things, dude. Since you've been to the US, there are two words I completely don't understand. One is the pier. And the second word, which everyone who's in the States uses, is a word called turnpike.
What?
Turnpike. Have you heard of it?
No.
Turnpike. I'm going to look it up. What is a pier button?
Dude, it's that thing where at the ocean...
Mm-hmm.
That long stretch that extends from the ocean outwards.
Is it...
They have piers in India also, Rupen.
Like the Pondicherry beach?
No, like a pier is like basically... no, that's a promenade.
This is so complicated. Wait, one second. I'm going to look up what a pier is.
Oh my god. It's
okay, I know what a pier is, yeah.
Oh, how did you come 28 years without knowing what a pier is?
Hey, come on, dude. Hey.
Okay, what is the other word you said? I don't know that.
The other word is called turnpike.
What is that?
A turnpike is a gate frame. Oh my god. Like, don't you hate this when... Yeah, I think I'm doing your joke over here, dude. When they describe a really complicated word with another complicated word.
Go for it. What is it?
I'm going to tell the definition, okay? And then a turnpike is a type of gate frame. Another word for turnstile. What's a turnstile now? It is evolved to refer to any single admission gate for a road vehicle. Okay, it's kind of like a toll gate.
Oh, it's a toll gate. Okay.
It's like a toll gate. Yeah, that's what a turnpike is.
Cool.
Yeah.
We drove into that tangent.
Yeah, sorry. Some of this all related to selfies. No, you're saying your dad went on a pier.
Oh, yeah. He went to a pier and took a photo, a selfie of him.
Mm-hmm.
Which could have easily been taken anywhere. Like,
mm-hmm.
Because there was no pier in the photo.
it was just him.
Yeah, it was the selfie was too close up. Like, if he hadn't written me and mom at the pier, like, I would have never known.
You know what could have solved that problem?
What? A selfie stick?
A drone.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I love how this podcast is coming full circle, dude.
Yeah, man. Killing it. We're killing it with this podcast.
This podcast is pretty dope.
Any final thoughts, Ruben Paul?
No, dude. Like, I don't know. I like most of my selfies, I take pictures of myself. And I think, yeah, this is something that I'd really be proud of. And then I'd be like, yuck. I'm just keeping it on my phone. And then after, like, you know, a few days, I just delete it.
Why would you keep it?
Sorry, dude.
Has anyone ever borrowed your phone to take a selfie?
Oh, that's the worst, man. Like, you know, that's
my phone is not nice. You have a good phone. No?
Yeah, that's the
and
biggest
you
thing.
You have to email it to everybody or WhatsApp it.
WhatsApp it.
WhatsApped immediately because they're like, oh my God, the event will expire.
Yeah, and especially if you're traveling, dude, like a lot of people just use your phone to take selfies and then your battery goes off and then you can't listen to your podcast or, you know.
Or audiobooks because the nerd that you are.
Yeah, it's kind of irritating when people do that. Like, hey, it's like my phone, dude. It's like for my self-obsession, not yours.
There's no memory for all of our obsessions.
Yeah, sorry, I can't accommodate your need
your
for validation.
Your ego will not fit in my 6GB phone.
It's too little space, yeah.
Oh, all right, Rupen, this was fun as always.
This was fun, man.
Yes, cool. Can't wait to do this again next week.
Yes, sir.
All right.
We shall see you guys in the next episode.
Yes, please send us your selfies.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.